good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on this Thursday, the 12th day of June. And of course, Brian Marshall, side bottom the first, along with the legend across the way, Ken Cummins.
Well, good morning, Brian Marshall, side bottom the first.
Good morning to you.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I'd let the cat out of the bag. The last couple of weeks have been pre-recorded for presentation at that time. Mm-hmm. Last week, everything I did around here was pre-recorded because I was in Cuba.
Yeah.
On a mission trip with good church out of Crofton Baptist mm-hmm. Church, mm-hmm. with Brother Jim Gifford leading the team, and then his brother Jerry Gifford from Bowling Green with his team going another direction. Mm-hmm. And we got back Monday, I believe it was, and I got back early Tuesday morning to my house. But next week on the Front Porch, we're going to have a conversation about that great trip to Cuba.
Okay.
And it was great results from the trip to Cuba. So I don't want to say a whole lot because Brother Jim wants the people at Crofton Baptist to be able to make their report to their church without mm-hmm. hearing about it on the radio.
Well, there you
so
go.
So I thought I would honor that request. But just to say that, indeed, we had the trip. Went well. Amen. Several professions of faith in the Lord. Amen. And so and all kinds of things that happened. Next week, I will have two guests, Brother Jim and Brother Peter.
Okay.
And you'll get to know those guys. Of course, you've had Jim Gifford on before, then Peter Wood, who is a building inspector here in Christian County and a deacon at Crofton Baptist, mm-hmm. will be on with us. At least that is the plan for next Thursday morning.
Okay.
Just thought I'd get that out, and so in case someone's tuned in wondering if, well, is he going to talk about that today or not? Nope. That's all I'm going to say. But we have something that is coming up next Friday. It's mm-hmm. it's a Bible drive, and that means that we're collecting Bibles with Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky, that are going to be distributed through Love Packages. Yesterday morning at 8:30, Andrew Cummins, I know that young man, happens to be Tammin, that's our youngest son.
I was hoping you know him.
Yeah, I know him very well. He actually works here too, and the other stations as well. Andrew had an interview with Brother Mark Fawn on Ministry Spotlight. I get thinking about it. I don't do that too often. It causes thunderstorms in my head. But anyway, I thought, I'm not sure. This would just be a good time to hear all the details. So we're going to repeat and repeat this interview from yesterday.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Colossians 3:14, "But above all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfection." A first grader went on her first day to a newly integrated school at the height of the segregation storm. An anxious mother met her at the door to inquire, "How did everything go, honey?" "Oh, mother, you know what? A little black girl sat next to me." In fear and trepidation, the mother expected trauma, but tried to ask calmly, "And what happened?" "We were both so scared that we held hands all day." The human race is better lived in unity and not seeking superiority over the other. Christ has knit us together. We are one in the bond of love. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It has blessed me more than I can express. The encouragement it brings, it's like water. It's like oxygen for the soul.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
Hello and welcome to Ministry Spotlight on Missionary Radio. For this episode, I have Brother Mark Fawn, pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky. And we're talking about the Bible Drive. Now, I've had Mark several times in the past, and even before I worked at Missionary Radio, Mark has been doing things with Missionary Radio, hosting Bible Drives and all that. Well, it's time to have another Bible Drive. It's happening in front of the Hopkinsville Second Baptist Church Activities Building on Friday, June 20th. From 4 to 6 p.m. Now let's check in with Mark and talk all about it. Good morning and welcome to Ministry Spotlight. My name is Andrew Cummins. On the phone with me right now is Brother Mark Fawn, pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky, and a good friend of us here at Missionary Radio. How you doing this morning, Brother Mark?
I'm doing good, brother. It's sure good talking to you.
It's always good to hear from you, man. We've had you on several times, and you've done several things with Missionary Radio. But for those who have never heard of you, perhaps they've never listened at the right time or heard the PSAs, tell them who you are and all that stuff, where you're from, and a little bit about the Bible Drive. We'll get into it.
Okay. Well, my name is Brother Mark Fon. I am pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky, or just outside Princeton, Kentucky, on Highway 91 between Princeton and Hopkinsville. And we've been doing a Bible Drive for a few years, and there's just a great need for Bibles around the world. We're blessed. We live in the Bible Belt of the world. And many folks around the world want a copy of God's Word, but they, for whatever reason, they can't get a hold of it. And so we want to put a dent in that. It's estimated that 1 billion people around the world, 1 out of 8 people around the world wants a copy of God's Word, and they do not have one. And so we're trying to put a dent in that. And so we're thankful for Missionary Radio that's helping us put on a Bible Drive at Second Baptist Church in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, in front of the Activities Building. And we're going to do that June the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. And we want any Bible that you have, it doesn't matter any condition, any Bible that you have that you're not using, doesn't matter what condition it's in. It can be brand new. It can be just a few pages or even one page. And in your churches, church buildings, you should have Bibles probably that you're not using. We'd love to have them. We also buy Bibles. We order them and we send them directly to Love Packages in Butler, Illinois. And they're the ones that distribute them to many countries around the world. And we buy them by the case, a case of 40. And they run about $80, roughly $2 a copy. Prices change a little bit. And so you can give monetary to that. And we'd appreciate any and all that you can help us with and get the word out to folks around the world.
Well, amen, Brother Mark. Now, you've been on the Missionary Radio a few times talking about how it all started and whatnot. And you've actually been a part of several Bible drives with my dad, Ken Cummins, and others at Missionary Radio. This will be the first one that I'm a part of, and I'm pretty excited about it. And I appreciate the fine folks at Second Baptist Church in Hopkinsville for letting us use their facilities for such a good purpose. And of course, thank you, Brother David Tucker, the pastor of Second Baptist. And we're going to be talking about that more coming up to the date. But Mark, if you don't mind, could you possibly kind of share what it's like in other countries for those that don't have these Bibles and maybe a testimony of how it's touched lives?
Okay, thank you, brother. There's many preachers around the world that don't have a copy of God's Word, and so Love Packages in Butler, Illinois, they distribute them to different countries around the world, and folks get Bibles that never have had one before. Here's a testimony from Zimbabwe. It says, many boxes were collected from us by a pastor from Botswana. He could not believe that the Bibles and Christian literature we were giving from Love Packages were free. He said he had heard about us in Botswana through a pastor we had helped before. He traveled for 1,600 kilometers to collect Bibles and literatures for the church. He had 70 disciples that he was training to go out and preach the gospel. So he said the greatest blessing ever was receiving these materials to equip these disciples. And it also says that we blessed him with a leather Bible. And I really want you to hear this part. He said, I cannot get up and go. I need to read the word, then I'll go. The generosity of Love Packages has allowed us to help more and more people experience the life-changing impact of the Word of God. To get a Bible and travel that far and has to sit down. He cannot go any further. He wants to sit down and read the Word of God before he does anything else. Friends, people are hungry for God's Word. And I just want to encourage you to come out and help us provide Bibles for folks around the world. It'll be a blessing. You know, we get these testimonies from time to time, but the reality of it is we want see the fruits of it, or much of the fruits, until we get to heaven. And I believe the good Lord will bring folks up to us and just share with us that they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because people like you gave to our Bible drive, and these folks were just able to get a copy of God's Word, and then they was able to share it with others, and a great blessing to folks. Folks come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, Brother Mark. That's a great story. And as you were telling it, you were talking about him not going anywhere until he read God's Word. That makes me think about how we people in the Western culture and us that have things, that have access to God's Word, you can go anywhere and find a copy of God's Word. You can find it for free. You can find it for pennies. You can get it for free on your smartphone. We have 100 billion, not literally, but a ton of ways we can get God's Word in front of us. And to think that these people were shocked that God's Word would be free, via that distribution of the Bible and the Bible drive. Now, it makes me think that man was going to stop there and read the Word. Well, you know, sometimes we Christians put other things before reading the Bible. Sometimes we don't make it a priority. And I think it's very important that we realize how blessed we are and that we have such free access to the Word of God, and not only just the access in terms of materially, but the fact that we are free to exercise our religious beliefs and to have access to the Bible and not be oppressed for it, you know?
Amen. I couldn't have said that any better, brother. We are so blessed to live here in the Bible Belt of the world. Like you said, we get a copy of God's Word without any hassle at all, and we can read and study it and proclaim it in public without any hassles at all. And we need to take advantage of getting in God's Word, spending time with Him each and every day, allowing Him to speak to us and lead and guide us through His words.
Now, some might have some old Bibles laying around the house, and some might be, oh, that old Bible? Yes, the living Word of God. You read that, it's going to speak to you directly into your heart. And so many people need them, and we are providing the community the opportunity to provide those Bibles to those who have a hard time getting a hold of it, or like that guy said, he was shocked that it was free, freely, the gift of the Bible, which can lead and will lead folks to Christ. Now, Mark, let's talk about previous Bible drives and how those went, and then we'll hit the time the next one's coming up. So you've done a few of these Bible drives. Kind of tell our listeners how that works.
Okay, well, we'll be at Hopkinsville Second Baptist Church at the Activities Building in front of it the 20th of June from 4 to 6 p.m. And the great folks, Missionary Radio, you're going to be there, brother. And there'll probably be some other folks, and you just pull in, and you can give us your Bibles that you bring to us, or you can write a check. If you write a check, we ask you to make it out to Cedar Bluff Baptist Church, and in the memo, please put Bible Drive. And if you want to talk on the radio, I'm sure Andrew will let you talk on the radio as long as you're lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's just a great opportunity to meet people. We've done it there at Second Baptist before, and the one thing that really stands out to me when we was there, there was a man from Tennessee. I cannot remember his name. I wrote it down somewhere, and I haven't been able to find it since. But he had spent many years in Russia doing mission work, and he had handwritten a whole bunch of Bibles in Russian, and he gave us 100 copies to send to Russia. And I've thought many, many times how God is using those 100 Bibles for His honor and His glory. And it's just great to do that. Whatever you can give would be great. You know, it's going to be Friday evening from 4 to 6. Folks are getting prepared for the weekend. Many are going to go out and eat Friday evening, eat supper with family and friends. And just think about what you're going to spend that evening on a meal or meals for others. And compare that to the Word of God. And I just want to ask you to make a very generous donation. Just give whatever you can. If you can buy a few cases of Bibles, that would be fantastic. If you can only buy one Bible for $2, that would be great. That'll get in somebody's hands that needs the Word of God.
Amen, Brother Mark. And I want to back up real quick because you're saying things that make me think of things, and I want to talk about those things because I'm a radio guy. That's what we do. So anyway, if you think, listener, that, oh, maybe you can't do this or you can't do that for the kingdom, or you don't have talents or something or spiritual gifts, that's false. Everyone has those gifts. Everyone has the capacity to do gospel work. And you may wonder why I'm segueing into that. I'll tell you why. If you have a hard time finding what it is God wants you to do, I can tell you right now that when you bring a Bible to this Bible drive or donate to buy some Bibles, you're doing mission work. That is mission work. Mission work is often misconstrued as just going to a far distance and proclaiming the gospel. While that is great and that needs to be done, you can do it right in your backyard. Maybe you live a few blocks from Second Baptist in Hopkinsville. Maybe you live 30 minutes away. You'll be in Hopkinsville that day. By simply bringing some Bibles or some funds to provide Bibles for others, that is mission work. That is getting the gospel into hands. Hands that are belong to people that might not be saved.
That's right, brother. And the number one question that I get asked is, do people speak English? And these countries that they go to, English is the number two language. And all around the world, a whole lot of folks speak English. And so your Bible in English will be used by someone that can use it. If you have Spanish Bibles, well, we'll send them to South America. And it's whatever language you have on, it can be shipped to Love Packages, and they'll ship it to where it needs to go.
And of course, if you read in these Bibles we're talking about in the book of Revelation, talking about that great multitude singing in one voice, you know, praising the Lord. Well, yes, all those voices right now don't always speak the same language, but I can tell you right now, the saved will be singing together in one voice to God. And you can help get that into their hands. You can help get that wonderful book of Revelation and many others into the hands of people who need Christ. Honestly, we need Christ more than ever these days. And there's plenty of people that still need Bibles. And you can contribute to that directly by participating in this Bible drive. And it's going to be on June 20th. That's a Friday as you're going home from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday, June 20th at the Second Baptist of Hopkinsville in front of their activities building. Now, Brother Mark, is there anything else on your heart you wanted to share?
Well, I just want to share a little bit of God's Word.
Amen.
Isaiah 55 and verse 11, God says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." God is going to use the Bibles that you give. He's going to use those for his honor and his glory. He's going to use them to draw people to him. He's going to use those Bibles to help people grow in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, we can't do anything better than that for people than to put a copy of God's Word in their hand.
Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure being able to share this Bible drive coming up with you folks, and I hope to see many faces, maybe some I've seen before, and hopefully many more I haven't, because I am on the radio. I don't get to meet a lot of you face-to-face, but please come on by, share some Bibles with folks, and just kind of let us bless others through this Bible drive. Brother Mark, it's been a great interview today.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you for all you do and all you guys at Missionary Radio, for all y'all do for the kingdom of God. As you said, the world needs King Jesus.
Amen. Again, Missionary Radio is having a Bible drive with Cedar Bluff Baptist Church here in Hopkinsville, Kentucky on Friday, June 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hopkinsville Second Baptist Church in front of their activities building. Can't wait to see you there. Shake your hand and receive Bibles for those who need the Word of God around the world. If you'd like to be on Ministry Spotlight, you can send me an email directly to andrew@missionary.radio.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, I thank every one of the staff for their commitment to our Lord Jesus. From a Hopkinsville listener, I thank God for giving us this station. From Murray, life sometimes throws us a curve. At least I have Missionary Radio to soothe me, to help me hold on for another day. Love you guys. And from Madisonville, I love the radio station. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Welcome back to the front porch here on this Thursday morning. I was trying to think what day it was.
Yes, it is. That's the voice of Brian Marshall, side bottom the first. I'm Ken Cummins. And you had heard the interview, which was actually aired yesterday morning on the regularly scheduled time for Wednesday mornings for the Ministry Spotlight with Andrew Cummins. And anyway, I decided to use that as part of the front porch because this is an ongoing effort and a ministry that Cedar Bluff Baptist Church is doing with this Bible drive. And we're joining Brother Mark again and actually going back to the very first place we had one, which is Hopkinsville Second Baptist Church in front of the Activities Building. And so please collect those Bibles. If you can't get by between 4 and 6 on next Friday, you certainly can get them by here during our business hours, 8 to 4. And we'll see that they get to be put in place there. Now, I want to stress this, but that's one reason I jumped in before we go to a song here. I can't say enough how important the Bibles are. This is a Bible drive only. We're not taking Bible commentaries. We're not taking any kind of DVDs. We're not taking literature. We'll send that back with you because we have no place storage. It costs to ship all of those items. Now, Love Packages does that. If you want to check them out, just Love Packages. Just Google that, Love Packages in Butler, Illinois, and you'll be able to find out more about that. And but for us, working with the Cedar Bluff Baptist Church on this Bible drive and this one at Second Baptist Church, by the way, I understand that there was an email sent out from Second Baptist Church to their members yesterday to remind them. So maybe your church could do the same thing. Could say, hey, Missionary Radio, and by the way, it is Missionary Radio, is doing a Bible drive and in cooperation with Second Baptist Church and also Cedar Bluff Baptist. The place is Second Baptist Church here in Hopkinsville. The one actually doing it is Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton with Brother Mark Faughn. That's F-A-U-G-H-N, by the way. And some people will just like spell my last name wrong, get his wrong all the time.
I imagine.
It's F-A-U-G-H-N. But anyway, point is, I just get back on here to say thank you for doing this. We appreciate your cooperation. And what better gift to give than the Word of Life, the Word of God.
Amen.
So collect those Bibles, and if you can't, if you don't have any extra Bibles around like that, well, then you can make a check payable, not to Missionary Radio, please.
No, please.
Those are just two little requests. No other literature, just Bibles only. And the money, if it's in cash, we'll give it to Brother Mark. But if it's a check, it's Cedar Bluff Baptist. That's like the tree, Cedar Bluff Baptist, and then put make the check, whatever amount, $2 a Bible case would be $80. But you're not required to give $80. You're required to give anything.
Yeah.
Just give whatever amount you feel like you can give. Mm-hmm. And but if it's a check, it's Cedar Bluff Baptist Church. Put in the check memo, Bible Drive. And if you'd like to mail a gift and you're in an outlying area and there's no way, remember, we cover a distance.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're in an outlying area away from Hopkinsville, and let's say in all of Western Kentucky, for example, and even beyond, well, you can send a check payable to Cedar Bluff Baptist Church, Post Office Box 105, Princeton, Kentucky, 42445. All right? A good deal. Well, right now, we're on the front porch with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
Ta-da.
I'm Ken Cummins. Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First on
yes,
a Thursday morning, along with me. I'm Ken Cummins. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Hey, are you ready? Hey, by the way, are you ready for an English lesson, Brother Brian?
Sure, why not?
I'm not a spurt. I'm not even an expert. But I hear things that I think that will help.
Sure.
The correct phrase is join me, not join myself.
Mm-hmm.
The object pronoun me is used when you're at the you're the recipient of an action,
mm-hmm.
which is the case when someone is joining you. Join me tomorrow with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the Fifth.
Well, the Fifth?
Not, yeah, there are two others of you didn't
okay.
know about.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah. But myself is a, what's called a reflexive pronoun. It's used when the subject or the object are the same, such as the sentence, I hurt myself.
Yeah.
That, because that's what you did to yourself. That's called a reflexive pronoun.
Yeah.
And so I just had to say that.
Okay.
I feel much better now.
Do you feel better?
But if the person that keeps doing that hears me, maybe they'll take it because they're a minister. Get it right, dude.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I make mistakes too, but that one just glares out, man.
Yeah, well.
Join me. You're not joining yourself.
Yeah, I don't join myself. I'm just, yeah, just join me. So
makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes
well,
good sense.
Now would you like some reflexive pronoun in Spanish and reflexive verbs, and we'll have some
sure,
time.
Sure, why not? I assume you're probably going to do it anyway.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No,
I thought
no,
you would.
No. I do want to retain an audience, but there are I see this all the time. We get sent messages. No. We'll straighten it out when you send it to us. But let me just let you know, I don't know if that's I threw it up I threw it up against the wall to see if it would stick.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it stuck or not.
Okay.
Hey, Brian, again about the Bible Drive. We are excited about that. We continue to mention that the Bible Drive throughout the year, and when Brother Mark Fawn is a longtime personal friend of mine, mm-hmm. and he pastors, he's been the same pastor at the same church for 18 years at Cedar Bluff Baptist, and they started this Bible Drive just for a deep hunger to get the word out, and others are joining him,
mm-hmm.
and we have a larger footprint now with since the merger of WAAJ 90.5 FM, and then, of course, the increase in power a few years ago, 91.7 FM, and then, of course, ongoing flagship 89.3 FM, and even in Dixon, Tennessee. I realize distance, but sending money has no limits.
That's true.
So if you'd like to join us in that effort, please do. Again, you can it's whatever gift you like. Make the check payable to Cedar Bluff Baptist Church. Mail it, put in the check memo, Bible Drive, so they'll not think you're sending a check to them. They'll probably figure it out coming from our mailing area.
Sure.
But still, it helps the treasurer as he goes through all of that. I'm not serious, he or she, but let's just say he. I don't know for sure. As he goes through that and to have it memo in the Bible Drive. And
sure.
So let's keep that in mind. But you mail it to Cedar Bluff Baptist Church, Post Office Box 105, Princeton, Kentucky, 42445.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're doing we haven't done this in a while. It's been, I guess, a couple, 3 years since we actually been out, maybe longer. It's been longer than that.
Yeah.
And so we're doing this one where we started at the Activities Building. And thank you, Brother David Tucker, who's one of the hosts of the Monday Front Porch.
Yes, sir.
And Brother David's longtime pastor there, very friend to the station, has been for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so We're going to be in front of the activities building in the shade. If it rains, we're going in. He said he wouldn't. He's afraid we'd melt versus sweet. No, he didn't say that. But we're going to be we're going to be at the activities building between 4 and 6. You're going to be right here manning the program, talking to us
here.
Talking to us from here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who all's going to be there. I know Tammy, Andrew, and I will be there, and so. Joe, I would imagine would be there. I don't know who else, but we're going to be there to receive your gift of Bibles.
And so
that we're excited about that. Look around, for example, coming up Sunday's Father's Day. What a great thing would be. Say, hey, Dad, let's go hunting for Bibles. Let's see you out on a yard sale. And you come up on these yard sales. Just ask them. It's one of the things Brother Mark does. Where any yard sale he goes to, do you have any Bibles? Buy them.
Sure.
And you can probably get them very reasonable. In fact, they might even give them to you.
Yeah.
And bring them, and we'll see that. I would suggest, this is just something that I've done, made a mistake, left pictures and photos and things like that in the Bible that I've stuck in there.
Yeah.
And I've given away. I said, oopsie.
Yeah.
You might want to clean it out.
Sure. Clean it out.
Okay. No literature. Bibles only. And we're not being mean, but we'll send any literature back with you.
Mm-hmm.
Any DVDs, anything other than Bibles, period, we're going to send back. But we'll be delighted to take the Bibles as a gift and send it on. Well, coming up after we hear from Johnny and other things here on the front porch, I'm going to be in 1 John 2:6 and ask you a question. Are we walking like Jesus?
Good question.
Recently, I was talking to a longtime friend about Christian radio in general. He said something that impacted me specifically. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins, General Manager of Missionary Radio. He said, I'm glad you're listener-funded. I enjoy listening without a long time of interruptions, he said. Missionary Radio is 100% listener funded. The truth is, it's time to share with you that summer slowdown has hit us early this year. We had a great fundraiser in the spring, but the actual funds are not coming in adequately to meet the expenses. We are praying and sharing with you the need is great. We believe we can remain listener funded with your generous help. We know you are our partner in this ministry and you want to know. Send your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville 42241, or go online to missionary.radio, click on Donate, and use your credit or debit card through Cornerstone Payment System. I'm not asking you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. Thank you for your partnership in ministry with Missionary Radio.
I am Brother Mark Fine, pastor of Cedar Bluff Baptist Church in Princeton, Kentucky, and I want to invite you to join us and Missionary Radio on June the 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Second Baptist Church in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, in front of the Activities Building. We're going to be doing a Bible drive to collect Bibles and money for Bibles to send around the world to folks that do not have a copy of God's Word. Bring your Bible, use Bible that you're not using. We want you to help us get the Word of God around the world.
Sharing the gospel worldwide with TWR, Missionary Radio.
This is the what?
Missionary Radio.
And it's the front porch, with Brian Marshall, side bottom the first time. Ken Cummins, good morning to you. And here it is, 7:45, and really a beautiful morning, at least where we're looking, at 69 degrees. But I think it's going to rain in the next day or two, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a chance tonight, 20%.
Yeah, how about tomorrow, though? Look at the tomorrow.
80% chance.
What about Saturday?
It's going to be a 90% chance.
Ah.
Lot of rain on the way.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it pour. Mm-hmm. 1 John 2:6, one succinct phrase. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. We become like those around us. Yeah. For instance, as I grew up, I realized that I would mimic my father.
Mm-hmm.
And even the gestures that he would do, hopefully I didn't, if I tried some of his earlier vocabulary, I would not have been able to see the sunrise, but because
yeah.
My mother would have taken care of it. Mm. But I also picked up many characteristics of both parents, and I'm sure you have too. But from a spiritual point of view, there is another in whose steps we are to walk. And we know this as believers. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
When a person first comes to know the Lord Jesus through salvation, there are some instantaneous changes that take place, yet it's very natural for us to retain some of the characteristics from the old life. Mm-hmm. But as we grow and mature, there are some changes that begin to take place, of course. And these changes produce as we learn more about the Lord, Christ, and the Bible, and, of course, yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Hopefully, these things begin are started in you. Now, the Apostle Paul, just for a quick review, Brian, just for a quick review, there's a difference between a Christian and a baby Christian mm-hmm. and a mature Christian.
Mm-hmm.
A baby Christian is one who's just been born again.
Yes.
And a spiritual Christian is one who is following and emptied of self, filled with the Holy Spirit, and seeking after the things of the Spirit. A carnal Christian, evidently Corinth was filled with those.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's troubling, has to be to the Lord.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we are supposed to grow. Now, how does somebody stay? Now, can you imagine someone staying a baby? That happens if there's a physical problem.
Sure.
But that is not a normal process.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not to stay as a baby. Some people may grow up and look physically grown, but they haven't grown one bit. They still mm-hmm. act very immature and stomp and snort and carry on mm-hmm. if they don't get their way.
Yeah.
But I think that we are to walk as Jesus walked. We're to live as Jesus lived. Some say, oh, you're going to be homeless. Well, if that's what he calls you to do. I'm not talking about that so much. I'm talking about learning to live a Christ-like life. So I want to see this morning as we have a little time, 1 John 2:6. First of all, the word says here, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk. Now, there's a declaration here of salvation. Those referred to in this passage claim to be in Jesus Christ already. There's only way to know that you are saved, and it's through the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going. There's not any such thing as universal salvation. No matter what the obituaries say from the funeral home, they're going to write down what you want them to write.
Oh yes,
but they're just very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, I'm of the Baptist faith, I'm of this faith, but they never have followed Jesus, I would be doing some serious soul searching
mm-hmm.
because Jesus changes lives.
He does.
And to be in Jesus is the only place of salvation, of safety, of security, of peace, of happiness. Now, I just want to tell you that I just want to walk through this, but not hurriedly. I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, if you weren't here, I'll repeat it, that I, full disclosure, I was on a mission trip to Cuba mm-hmm. Up until we got back Monday. All last week was, you may thought, well, you're here. No, it wasn't. It's called recordings.
Mm-hmm.
But I was with some group from Crofton Baptist Church, and we shared the plan of salvation with many. And so it's always fresh on my mind anyway. But to be saved, you got to know you're a sinner.
Sure.
Would you agree?
I agree.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We must understand that there's a penalty for our sin. Mm-hmm. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You agree so far there, Brian Marshall, side
I
bottom of the first?
I agree.
You're about to go to sleep.
No.
Those eyes are getting heavy.
I got not a lot of sleep last night, but anyway.
You didn't sleep at all last night.
Yeah, a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. And you must know this. You must know that God loves you, and he has made a way for you to be saved. Of course, John 3:16, everybody knows this one. Here's one of my faves. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans 5:8. Mm-hmm. In other words, he took our place. While we were condemned already because we didn't believe, he took our place on the cross. He paid the penalty. And you must believe the gospel. You know what the gospel is? The gospel is the death, burial, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that he's coming in. You must believe that he died on the cross of Calvary.
Must.
There isn't any other way. Jesus said to so-called doubting Thomas, he said in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me.
Yes.
And Christian, if it's not a church, it's not a man, it's not a tradition, it's not any kind of religious catechism or anything other thing or teaching. It is through only the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
So that's the gospel. You must believe the gospel. So the question is, though, everybody wants to be saved, but nobody wants to get up a load to go to heaven today, the song says. But, you know, that's so silly. It's not up to you anyway.
No.
You must be willing to turn from your sin. Now, that's where, you know, we just add a little bit of Jesus to our life. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things that I've commanded you? And so you must be willing to call on Jesus alone for salvation. And you must know that this, too, let me say this, to walk as Jesus walked, that is the very the essential right there. And if you wait, it could be like in the days of Noah.
That's true.
They're married and given in marriage, going on. They say, oh, it's not going to rain. Everybody, look at that guy up there building a boat. What's a boat? I don't know, but he's building one. He's a big old boat.
And says it's going to rain.
It never rained before.
What's going on?
But it came, the floods came, and they're knocking at the door and gurgling.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Too late.
Now, that is, so that's the, you, to walk as Jesus walked, you first got to walk to him. And somebody says, I found Jesus. He's not playing hide and go seek. He found you.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. A declaration of surrender. The word abide here in this passage means to tarry or to dwell. This brings to mind another passage where Jesus used that word. John records the words about the vine and the branches. Just like a branch on a literal vine, then, our duty to our Savior is to stay in him or dwell in him. We are to surrender to his will.
Surrender.
But then it, to walk and to live a Christian life, it involves a surrender to his will. And it's like Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that's the hardest prayer to pray. But the closer you get to the Lord, that's the only one you want to pray.
That's right.
And the other is the declaration of service. The concept of binding also carries the idea. Not only does one need to be saved and surrendered, but we need to be serving. Love for Christ manifests itself in serving Christ. It's just as natural as breathing. And then he uses the word ought. We say ort, but that's not what that says. It's ought.
Yeah.
It means that it is to apply that we can't pay him back. But we have a performance to do, and it's called service. Oh, my. If we are saved, we ought to walk as Jesus walked. Study it out.
Amen.
I like what Stephen Curtis Chapman said about it. He says, it is a life of the great adventure.
Amen.
Settle up your horses. We got a trail to blaze. Well, that music's telling me to get on my horse and get out of here. Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening.
All right.
Have a blessed day, and remember to join us again tomorrow morning for the Front Porch at 7 a.m.